Hello and welcome down to the service number 230 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. I've been listening to a lot of older records this week and I've got a really good show lined up here with bands like Aerosmith, Death Angel, Witchfinder General. But to kick things off, here's a bit of old US hardcore from 1988 and Final Conflict with Constant Fear from the Ashes to Ashes album.
Okay,
kicking it off fast and furious there. That was Crucifix with Blind Destruction from the Dehumanization mini album from 1983. They haven't released a lot over the years, but that's an absolutely seminal record. If you're interested in hardcore, you should try and get your hands on it. So moving on, a few years into sort of earlier death metal bands, Grave, a band that don't get the accolades that they perhaps should from the whole Swedish scene. And this is a track from their 1994 album Soulless, and this one's called Bloodshed.
Lost blood. forms, harass, humiliations, homicidal experimentation. I set the dead on fire to decay in flame. Homicidal desire.
Grave have a real solid thump to them, like they are a good band. It's been a long time since I've listened to anything by them, but as when they first came around, it wasn't really that hot on them. It was more sort of your Dismembers and that sort of thing, and Grave were just a bit, you know, just weren't quite, the speed wasn't there. And straight after Grave, that was Cannibal Corpse with An Experiment at Homicide from The Bleeding from 1994, also the last album with Chris Barnes, who went on to form 6 Feet Under, of course, here. Absolute utter garbage. But the less said about that, the better. So on to something new, a band called Thy Evenfall, the Frozen Hemlock EP, which only seems to be available on YouTube. They hail from Northern Ireland. I'm going to say Newton Arch. I'm assuming Newton Arch. It mightn't be Newton Arch. But as a friend of mine got in touch, he says, let's you check this guy out here, you probably really like it. And I did. Good caustic black metal, really sort of cold and harsh sounding. And they sent me a nice t-shirt as well, so thanks very much for that. So here's a track, the second track, called Elderbane the Tyrant of Frailty.
Thank you.
back up the new, that was Bathory with Call from the Grave from the Under the Sign of the Black Mark album from 1986. I was playing that one last weekend. A few lads around before we went out to see an Iron Maiden tribute here in Bangor, and that one was blasted. I can't remember if it was blasted before or after we came back. Can't remember. So on to a wee anniversary. Rainbow Rising. Probably a lot of you, that was one of the first albums you ever heard. My uncle lent me that one. I was about 8 years old. It was just that album cover, the big fist and all the rest of it, you know. And this track, so many of the tracks are, yeah, you can pick, but this one here I particularly like. This one's Starstruck.
Closer in.
keeping it in 1976 from my favorite Aerosmith album, Rocks. That was Sick as a Dog from 1976 also. They look like they're well done all over, and Tyler's got a few legal issues winging their way to him as well, I believe. So while we're in America, let's head over to the Bay Area. Death Angel with Disturbing the Peace from Act 3, which was released around this time in 1990. It's quite a while ago, but a great album. But this is, and I think they're playing it this year out in the States and the live arena, so I'll be interesting to see. But this is Disturbing the Peace.
We'll be right back.
Following Death Angel, not a so well-known Bay Area band, Evil Dead, formed by Joan Garcia, who was in Agent Steel, I'm going to say. And that was from their album Annihilation of Civilization, and it's called Future Shock. So time to get a bit glam. Haven't done that in a wee while. So first up, we've got Faster Pussycat with Cat House from their debut album, Faster Pussycat from 1987. Bear in mind, these guys were being put in the same platform as Guns N' Roses. They supported Guns N' Roses in their first UK tour, and I think it was even said at one time that Faster Pussycat were going to be the ones that won the game, but that didn't turn out that way. But anyway, still a great debut. This is Cat House.
I couldn't be bothered and you couldn't fuck with my mind.
after Faster Pussycat, it was the Backyard Babies with Degenerated from their self-titled album from 2008. Another great band, seen a few times live, always excellent, and good solid records, good fun records, nothing to really think about, just get in there and rock out for a bit, you know, sometimes that's just all you need to keep yourself happy. So slowing it down a bit, and a bit of old school doom. Well, probably wasn't even called doom then, was it? 1982. Witchfinder General with Rabies from the Soviet Invasion EP from 1982. Of course, they got into all the trouble with nudie women and graveyards and whatnot. Oh, really great fun. There's some good, there's a good booklet in one of the box sets I've done that shows the picture of the cops coming around. They're posing with the cops and they're getting nicked. And the page 3 models, if they were page 3 models, I think they're probably more page 36 of the Sunday Sport, most of them. But anyway, this is Rabies.
From the doors of the dungeon, you know, down to the bloody gates of hell. Men on their knees dying, promise that to rape the smell. Will we survive, I say, from this one and only evil invade? The love and the friendship, you know, the Lord God above once made.
Women and children, yeah, they
going back stateside there, that was the Obsessed with Brother Blue Steel from Lunar Womb, the Obsessed album from 1991. The Obsessed just, they never seem to catch a break, and they're really great. All their albums are great. I think there's not a bad record they've done, but Wino just can't seem to catch the break that he rightfully deserves. I think he should be up there with the greats, because he's got a massive body of work between the Obsessed, Spirit Caravan, his own solo stuff, St. Vitus, and God knows who else, but he's formed the Hidden Hands, another good one. So anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you heard something you liked there. I was completely selfish this weekend, just on choose the whole set myself, and didn't play any requests or anything else. So I'm going to finish off with an Iron Maiden track, because the tour opens next week and I will be there to see it in Budapest. So I'm going to finish off with To Tame a Land from Peace of Mind, a song I would love to hear live. I don't believe it's been played since the Peace of Mind tour. So maybe next week that'll be corrected, but time will tell. There's all kinds of set lists floating about in a minute, whether they're actually true or there's some of these wish lists, but they're usually not that far away, in fairness. And today Metallica just announced for Dublin next year, two nights in the Aviva Stadium. Some eye-watering prices for packages and that, but the tickets are generally not a bad price. I don't think it's for what you get. It's well worth going to see. I went to it last year in Madrid and it was brilliant. Really good. I couldn't say enough good things about it. So there you go. There's all the catch-up for this week. So here we go. Iron Maiden, To Tame a Land. Till next time, look after yourselves.